The state Senate began a series of hearings on climate change yesterday. Democrats who lead the chamber back a measure to eliminate all greenhouse gas emissions in New York by 2050. But that may come into conflict with a program being pushed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo featured in his State of the State message a plan to require that by 2040, 100% of the electricity generated from the state's public utilities come from renewable sources.
Let's take the next step on the Green New Deal, which tackles climate change and starts building the green economy for tomorrow. We know it's coming. Let the economy be here. Let us set the goal.
Cuomo's plan would also invest $1.5 billion in renewable energy projects upstate and spend up to $200 million more improving the state's ports to attract more offshore wind projects. A measure backed by Senate and Assembly Democrats, known as the Climate Change in Communities Act, would go farther. It would require that all emissions in New York State, not just the electrical power grid, be carbon neutral by 2050. That includes cars, public transportation, and home and office building heating sources. The bill sets up a board to determine how exactly to meet that goal. The governor's plan would also create a panel to work toward the goal of making all of New York's energy carbon neutral, but sets no specific goals or timetables. At a hearing held by Senate Environmental Conservation Chair Todd Kominsky and other Democrats, environmental groups praised the legislature's plan. Roger Downs is with the Sierra Club.
It's difficult to overestimate the grave future implications of climate change and the urgency to act now before the cataclysmic effects of a warming planet are irreversible.
Downs also credits Cuomo for advancing his measure, but says he thinks the Senate plan is better. The head of the governor's energy authority, Alicia Barton, defended the governor's plan. She told senators that her office already has a strong track record of moving toward lowered carbon emissions and that the governor's proposal is the strongest plan in the nation. She urged the legislature to adopt it as part of the state budget.
It would represent the single most aggressive set of climate policies ever advanced in our nation's history.
Senator Brian Kavanaugh asked Barton why the process can't move faster and says the legislature could come up with a timetable during the 2019 session to achieve the zero emissions goal.
Why wouldn't we instead use the legislative process during the course of this session and come up with some standards we could actually enact over the next 4 months or so?
Barton urged caution against going too far, too fast.
This is not a situation where there's a playbook we can take off the shelf and jump into action without carefully considering the magnitude of changes.
Business groups who testified expressed concern that moving too quickly toward green energy might be costly for employers in the state. Greg Barilla with the National Federation of Independent Businesses warns that there could be unintended consequences. He says if energy costs go up, businesses may have to raise their prices or lay off workers.
And there are a whole lot of businesses in the state, and they don't have an environmental agenda. They don't have a political agenda, but when their energy cost goes up, they're left with tough choices.
Speaking after the hearing, Senator Kominsky says his committee will take the business leaders' concerns into consideration when going forward. And he says while he favors the Senate and Assembly Democrats' plan to fight climate change over the governor's version, he realizes that they all have to work together to come up with a solution.
The fact that we're all out trying to outgreen each other, whether it's in Congress or here, is a really good thing because we really have no time to wait.
Bronx Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gained national attention for her Green New Deal proposal, which she's sponsoring along with Massachusetts Senator Edward Markey. It goes further than either the New York legislature's or the governor's plan. It would eliminate all carbon emissions in the U.S. in the next 10 years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.